a prosecutor who's previously prosecuted these cases, we must own our role in the harm that we have caused, and particularly to communities of color. And we must actively work to play our part in reversing those harms.
Okay, so I think she's got a point there. But if I was a prosecutor who had worked on cases and convictions for people who were illegally using, possessing, or distributing pot, I don't know that I would appreciate the characterization of the harm that I had caused, right? I mean, people broke the law. You didn't write the law. If you're a lawyer or a prosecutor, your job is to prosecute the cases brought before you. And Kim Fox is characterizing that process as being harmful and unfair to the people that were convicted. And the convictions and prosecutions and arrests were disproportionate. Understood that. But I don't know that the prosecutors per se were the problem. Okay, that's just a sidebar. I'm as interested in anything right now, though, as what happens with those expungements. And we reached out to some folks from the Prairie State Legal Services. They know a little bit about this. Lacey Burpee is on the phone. Lacey, it's John Williams. Thanks for joining the show today. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about this project that you've been working on. What's that do?
Sure. So I'm on the Ready to Work project. It's in a couple of our offices across the northern part of the state, and we help people get back to work, removing legal barriers. And a lot of that has been removing criminal records, either through sealing or expungement.
If it's sealed, it's still a record, but it's a sealed record. If it's expunged, it's more or less like it never happened, right?
Correct. So an expungement is going to not be visible to even the courts and law enforcement. If you have a sealed case, most people aren't going to see it. There are a few exceptions to that.
I know there's three buckets in which these cases tend to fall. And let's just talk about the first one for a minute. That is, if I or my kid or somebody I know has been arrested and charged and convicted with marijuana use, that's going to show up when I'm applying for a job or a promotion or housing or an education, stuff like that, right?
It will.
And do I have to do anything to get it expunged? Do I need to fill out forms, get an attorney, or is it just automatically going to happen?
So it depends. So there are three categories, like you said. Would you like me just to quickly go through the three categories?
Do the first one first, the easiest one.
Okay. So the easiest one is automatic expungement. So you don't have to do anything. Those are for minor cannabis offenses that have happened. The arrest was more than a year ago. It's a violation of the Cannabis Control Act. It can't have been for more than 30 grams of pot, and there couldn't have been a sentencing enhancement for those cases. Where no criminal charges were filed, or there was a criminal case filed but the case was dismissed or they didn't go forward with it. Those are automatically expunged without you having to do anything. However, there is a timeline for that to happen, so it's not going to be immediate on January 1st. Cases after 2013 are expunged by 2021. If you're looking at cases prior to 2000, they have until 2025.
Okay, hold right there. So after 2013, meaning over the last 6 years, they'll get that expungement done within 12 months after the first of the year. And then when that happens for that group of people, if I have to check a box and it says, have you ever been convicted, do I get to check no since it's been expunged?
You do get to check no under the law. That question, it kind of has an implied, it's kind of implied that it doesn't include those expunged and sealed records.
Got it. Okay, now go to the second group. This is people that have had maybe a little more marijuana with them, right?
So this is for still having the not more than 30 grams of cannabis, but there's been a conviction in the case.
I see.
So there was a case filed and you were convicted.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And then what about that? Is it kind of the same treatment for those people? I don't have to do anything. It's going to happen.
So it's similar for just your general person, it's going to feel probably about the same. In that case, the state police give the records to the prisoner review board. They review it. In some cases, they send it to the state's attorney and then make a recommendation to the governor on whether the case should be whether there should be a pardon and it should be expunged. If the governor makes that recommendation, the attorney general files for those expungements, so people don't need to do anything for those either.
Okay, but that sounds like a lot of steps to me. Even if I don't have to do anything, are they going to, on a case-by-case basis, review all of those convictions, or are they going to be done en masse?
It looks like they may be doing them case by case under the law. I'm not sure how it's all going to pan out. I think we'll see after the first of the year how this is working in practice, but it's probably going to take some time.
A lot of people, though, who have marijuana convictions also have other charges against them. I just have about a minute left here, but in those cases, it's a little more complicated, right?
Sure. So if you have other cases, or if you have a misdemeanor conviction or a more serious case under this cannabis law, then you can ask the court to help you seal or you can petition to have them to have your record sealed or expunged by filing a petition with the court and asking the judge to make a decision.
If I wanted help with some of this, does Prairie State Legal Services give people guidance along these lines?
So Prairie State does provide information and assistance with this in some of our offices, and we're looking to expand that with the new Cannabis Control Act. We help low-income families, so people can reach out to us. Cabrini Green Legal Aid in the city does a lot of records. Land of Lincoln in the southern half of the state, and Illinois Legal Aid Online is also a great resource for anyone who's just looking for more information.
What's your website if I was going to start with you guys, Lacey?
Sure, it's pslegal.org.
Prairie State Legal Services, pslegal.org. Lacey, you've been helpful so far. I'm going to keep calling you. You can help us again down the road. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lacey Burpee is a staff attorney with Prairie State Legal Services.